This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
God's rest says you need to be established in Christ, no up and down. Oh, I'm saved one day, I don't know if I'm saved the next day. Oh, I'm righteous one day, I don't know if I'm righteous the next day. He said, no, you need to get established in Christ, not moving from doctrine to doctrine, not moving from philosophy to philosophy, not being cast to and fro with every wind of doctrine. When you rest, you're settled.
Hopefully you're going to choose to let heaven determine your thinking, because whatever choice you make, then that's going to be your mentality for today.
Can you say that he's a waymaker? Yes. Can you say that he's a God that sits high and looks low? Yes.
Get the message of grace any way you want. Stream service live, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, with re-airs at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, open them up with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 11 in the NLT as we end this series on what it means to fall from grace. Today I want to talk to you about resting in the arms of Jesus. Resting, and the focus on that word resting, in the arms of Jesus. Many have asked, well, if we're not doing works, then what do we do? We got to learn how to rest in the arms of Jesus, especially now with stress at an all-time high. People are just being attacked in their emotions like I've never seen. It is time to understand that the rest is still available. And it is something that as Christians, I don't know if we've really gotten a hold of, but there's a warning given here that if we don't enter into this rest, we could end up like the generation of Moses and even Joshua, who they entered into Canaan land, was later put out because of their unbelief. Let's look at this. Verse 1. God's promise of entering His rest still stands. So it's still available. The part that I want you to be watchful of is that, why hadn't it been entered into? What happened with Israel when they could have entered into that rest? And Joshua, his generation, the Bible even says here, they didn't even obtain it. God's promise of entering His rest still stands. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it. That some may, even in this day and time, they will fail to experience the rest. Verse 2. For this good news that God has prepared His rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. So he says we ought to tremble today if somehow we crown ourselves as Christians, but we still don't believe. He says you don't get in to God's rest without believing it, without having faith. Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe
Without having faith, without believing it, you still won't enter in. And Christianity has become this thing of trying to work and perform with your self-efforts to try to deserve to get in. He says, but if you don't believe, you don't enter in. They died in the wilderness because they didn't believe. They didn't receive rest when they even got to Canaan because they didn't believe. World changes. I want to declare for you right now, you believe, praise God. You will enter into that rest. Verse, next verse. He says, for only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest, even though this rest has been ready since he made the whole world. And if you read in Hebrews 3, it talks about how they didn't enter in because of the rest, because of their unbelief. We know it is ready because of the place in the scriptures where it mentions the seventh day. On the seventh day, God rested from all his works. But in the other passage, God said, they will never enter my place of rest. So God's rest is there for people to enter. It's there for you to enter. But those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. They didn't believe. And he says, because you didn't believe, you disobeyed. He calls unbelief disobedience. So God set another time for entering his rest. And that time is today. I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about today. We gonna enter into this rest today. God announced this through David much later in the words already quoted. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Now, if Joshua had succeeded, if he had succeeded in giving them his rest, God would not have spoken about another day of rest that's still to come. So even Joshua and them getting in Canaan, obviously they didn't believe even in Canaan to enter into his rest, or it says, I would still be talking about it. So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. Something we gonna get into, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be the beginning of a move of God in your life like never before. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. And you're going to find out here what he's saying is all those who entered into God's rest, they have rested from their self-effort. They have rested from their performance. They have rested from what they've been trying to do to get God to do something for them instead of resting and believing it's already done. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey or don't believe, God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. Do you understand that today's teaching is the most important teaching that you have ever heard? Because today, you're going to find out not only how to get victory, but how not to fall. How not to fall. Now, allow me the opportunity to just sow this into your head. The word rest, the definition after I looked at the dictionary is for conclusions. I'll show you the dictionary. When you look up the word rest, it means to cease from action and motion. The dictionary says you stop doing what you're doing. It means to stop from labor or exertion. But now, how does this relate to God's rest, this definition? Well, God's rest, it means no more self-effort. No more trying to please God by your feeble fleshy works. And the moment you enter into God's rest, works cease as a way to please God, because you can't do enough work to be perfect. Rest from the sensation, rest from the legalistic self-activity. That's what it means in God's rest. Secondly, in the dictionary, it meant to, you know, to have peace. But in God's rest, it means to be peace with God, be at peace with God, be free from guilt, no need to worry about sin because sin is forgiven. No more anxiety, no more pressure, no more shame, no more guilt, because in God's rest, all that's been taken care of. The third definition I saw in the dictionary of the word rest, to lie down and to be settled or to fix or to be fixed. So that relates to God's rest, is to be established in Christ, be rooted and grounded in Christ. In other words, this rest means you need to rest. God's rest says you need to be established in Christ, no up and down. Oh, I'm saved one day, I don't know if I'm saved the next day. Oh, I'm righteous one day, I don't know if I'm righteous the next day. He said, no, you need to get established in Christ, not moving from doctrine to doctrine, not moving from philosophy to philosophy, not being cast to and fro with every wind of doctrine. When you rest, you're settled. The fourth definition of rest in the dictionary, it says, remain confident and put your trust in Him. How does that relate to God's rest? Enjoy security. You have trust in God's care for you. No more being afraid about God not taking care of you. You now rest in the assurance that God's got me. And then the last one, rest means to lean on or to trust on. And to put all of these together, here's what the rest of God or God's rest means for us, as referring here in Hebrews 4 and 11. It means, here it is again, you done heard it for 3 or 4 years, it means to totally depend on God for support. It means to totally depend on God for support, totally depend on God for help, totally depend on God for the power, totally depend on God for everything you need. When you're resting, the authenticity of the rest is that you find a person who is in total dependence upon God for everything. You literally have a new relationship. Your relationship with God is a relationship of trust, a relationship of rest, a relationship of total dependence upon God. This relationship has a complete surrender and a complete trust in God. It is no longer how many times you can do this or how many days you can do that and the intensity of doing this. He is saying that to rest is a complete, total dependence upon God for everything that needs to happen in your life. And while you are alive on this earth, I trust God. I trust God. And I'm telling you right now, you ought to start opening your mouth up when people start asking you about stuff and say, you know what? I trust God. Well, how's everything going? Not too good right now, but I trust God. It ain't no problem telling them, you know, reality what's going on, but put that but in there, because that but means I'm gonna zero out whatever's going on, and what remains is that I trust God. I depend on God. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know the first step to take. I don't know where the money going to come from. Baby need a pair of shoes. Look, you got a light bill due. I don't know. I feel like I'm about to lose my mind and go crazy. I don't know how he going to do it. But the man that trusts God, something will happen when you lay your head down on the pillow. Glory to God. Somebody shout, I trust God. And he is saying, I need you to enter into that. He said they wouldn't enter in Moses' time. They wouldn't enter into that in Joshua's time. And he says it's still remaining today, and it is still waiting on whosoever will to rise up and say, some men trust in horses and some men trust in chariots, but I trust in the Almighty God. Now, rest is not inactivity. Because some of you were ready to go get your pajamas and a coat and just sit back and... That's not what it is. Rest is not inactivity. It's not rest from work. It's rest from the dead work. But it's not rest from work, but it's rest in work. It's rest while you're in motion. It's rest in doing the last thing he told you to do. Rest while you are working. In other words, you got bills to do, but you're still going to work. You don't sit there and say, well, I don't make enough money, so I stay home. No, you're still going to work because you're dependent on God to make up for what you don't have. You're not resting from activity. You're resting in activity. And rest while you're working. This is what God wants from us. He wants us to rest while we're doing what we're doing. You're in motion, trusting God. You're trusting God. You're walking, trusting God. You're dressing the kids up, trusting God. Cleaning your house up, trusting God. Doing all the things you do, trusting God. Don't know how this gonna come out. Listen, somebody said, you know, the rent is $500. I ain't got but $200. I'm gonna write the $200 out, trusting God. You'll be so amazed what God can do with a person that will dare to rest in the midst of activity, in the midst of doing what you do. I don't know how I'm gonna feel. I might not feel better, but I'm gonna do what's right because it's right, and I trust God that something's gonna happen right in the middle of that. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's time to rest. Now, Psalms 46 and 10 puts it like this. I want to read it in the King James and then the TPT. Psalms 46 and 10, he says it like this. He says, be still and know. Shekakala, be still and know that I'm God. My goodness. I will be exalted among the heathen. He said the heathen are going to start exalting me when they see what I can do with you, but I can't do nothing with you until you get still. See, I need you to be still and know. Just like that army was coming against these Israelites, and they prayed because they didn't know what to do. And the Lord told them, just be still. And then they just started praising God. Because you can't be still in God and not praise Him. You can't be still in God and not worship Him. The devil needs to run when worship starts coming out your mouth. Be still and know that I am God. You got to know God gonna move. You don't need to be jumping out no window because you don't know how you're going to make it. You got to be still and know. Glory to God. You need to be taking no gun out and shooting everybody because you're frustrated with everybody. I'm going to kill everybody and kill myself. You got to know God. And I'm telling you, that's about to come to the end because that kind of stuff going to bump into saved folks, and saved folks know what to do in the middle of that kind of chaos. They don't know what to say about them because they might be a little shaken, but they know how reba sande la ba kotele la ba satala la ba salala. And that joke will drop that gun and run right in the arms of the police. You don't mess with somebody that's filled with the Holy Ghost that knows their God. Y'all got to help me. I feel like preaching now. Now look at this in the TPT. He says, surrender your anxiety. Be silent. Stop your striving, and you will see that I am God. How many of you want to see that God is God? He says, surrender your anxiety. Stop being anxious and stop worrying. Surrender your anxiety. How many of you know what I'm talking about when I talk about being worrying and anxious? You don't know what's gonna happen. You're trying to be peaceful and at ease, and your heart's still beating fast, and then you kind of humming it away, and you're trying to read the scripture, and your body's still responding from it. And he says, surrender your anxiety. That's the same as cast your care on him. He said, now be silent. Some of us just need to shut up. And when we don't know something, just shut up. Just don't be trying to talk to yourself. Just shut up. I'm going to show you an anointing of shut up in just a moment. It ain't part of the gifts of the Spirit, but it'll work. Surrender your anxiety. Be silent. Stop your striving. Stop you trying to do what you think is necessary for this to work. And you'll see that I am God. I am the God above all the nations. Wonder what it is. And I will be exalted throughout the whole world. Wonder what it is, the fact that I can go out in the street and bring somebody in who is sick that don't go to church and just tell them what you need to do is believe in Jesus. And they come in, they get healed instantly. And then some other Christians been here for 40 years and still trying to get well. Maybe there's some striving going on that you need to let go of and just believe God. All right? Now look at Matthew chapter 11, 28 and 30. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. Let's look at this in the New Living Translation. Now listen to this. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. How many of you know what it's like to carry some heavy burdens? Yeah, ain't nobody gonna raise their hand in here. I sure know what it's like to carry some heavy burdens. But you know what he said? He says, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I declare that over everybody's life, that your soul will enter into a rest right now. Some of you are tired in your soul, and I speak it right now in the name of Jesus, that there's a rescue for your soul, praise God, your mind, your will, your emotions, hallelujah. He said, okay, I want to keep reading, but that's all. Verse 30, yeah. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you will be light. You know what he's saying here? Trust God to take care of you. Trust God to take care of you. Say it out loud. I trust God to take care of me. Now, listen to this very carefully. Under the old covenant, people would work first and then rest, okay? Under the new covenant, you start with God's rest, and then your work will be empowered out of that rest. In other words, you learn how to rest in God, and then you work out of rest. And when you work out of rest, work out of depending on God, work out of trusting in God, your work will be empowered.
Do you understand the nature of grace? We must have a grasp on this before we can understand what it means to fall from grace. In the illuminating and powerful four-part series, What It Means to Fall from Grace, Creflo Dollar details how to achieve clear spiritual vision and secure what you've been promised.
Grace was given to a fallen world. You cannot know grace if you keep trying to earn what cannot be earned. And grace cannot be earned. To fall from grace means that you fall back into trying to be justified by the law. You fall back into your self-effort. You fall back into depending on your performance. You fall back in depending on your works.
For a love gift of $12 US or more, you can receive a digital download today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore. Don't wait. Uncover grace.
Look no further for encouragement to walk in the grace of God. The Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app provides rewarding content that is sure to nourish your mind and soul.
He is the God of miracles! All it takes is a mustard seed of faith. All it takes is for you to believe and dare to stand and dare to trust God.
Treat yourself to enriching messages from Pastor Dollar on grace and walking in the likeness of Christ.
God is already
already given you his son and told you he'll give you everything else. He don't need you to try to exchange something to try to get something. All he wants is your complete dependence on him. Respond to me and show me that you depend on me.
Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app on your Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and streaming devices today to stream messages of hope, grace, and understanding when you need them most.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
As a Christian, what happens after you sin? Do you lose your righteousness? God's gift of righteousness gives us peace with Him, not through our works, but through faith in Jesus' finished work on the cross. Introducing Grace Life Academy. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access to features like e-courses, study guides, quizzes, and more. To get started on your 30-day free trial, simply text or sign up online by visiting mygracelifeacademy.com.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you and understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers all around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And subscribe to Creflo Dollar Ministries on YouTube for live services and more. Together with you, we are making the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.